You've studied so hard, you've practiced, you got this. Those were the only thoughts racing through my mind as I approached my driver's test. I was ready, I was confident, nothing could go wrong. I sat in my car for what felt like an eternity, waiting for my driving instructor to come out and officially begin my test. I felt this anxious excitement running through my body, but I was not nervous. I was confident that I was walking out with my license that day. My driving instructor he explained to me some of the procedures of the test and directed me out of the parking spot to begin. This course was very interesting to me because some of the parts were unrecognizable to me, types of roads that I hadn't driven on before. I was caught a little bit off guard. However, with my studying, online tests, I knew my way around the one ways, the two ways, the four lanes, the two lanes. I was aware, I was conscious of what I was doing. I still felt great. The test had been going on for a while, and I knew I hadn't made any mistakes. We got to the parking. This is where everyone normally gets nervous. And I will say that I was a little bit. I did my parallel park, I did my 90-degree back in, and then we moved on to the four-lane one-way. Now, the four-lane one-way was where I got caught very off guard. I took my test in February, 2 years ago, and this day was a weather watch. There was a blizzard outside, so much snow on the ground. It had not been plowed, and I could not see the lanes. Now, normally I depended on the colors of the lines on the road in order to know whether I was on a one-way or a two-way. However, I knew I could use the signs around me and context clues. There was a part of the test that I knew was normally a tricky part based on what I had seen online. I approached a turn on what I thought was a two-way road, assuming that I was correct. I turned onto the road and I thought nothing of it. We kept going through these turns, the roundabouts, the stop signs, the yield signs, and eventually my test was over. The test felt pretty long, which assured me that I probably got through all of it. I figured if he had stopped me early, I might have failed. However, it felt like I got through the whole test. I was sure that I was about to hear good news. We park, and I turn to him, smiling and ready to hear the news. He goes through my scoring, and he still has a smile on his face that's giving me a little bit of extra hope, and he's telling me how great I did every part of the test. He complimented my parking, my control, my awareness, you name it. However, he told me there was only one mistake I made, and just where I thought that this couldn't have docked me enough points to fail, he looks at me with a sympathetic face and says, "You did a great job," but he was talking kind of monotone, and it was unsettling to me. "I'm going to go over your score and how you did throughout." "Great," I said, turning toward him, trying to stay humble just in case, but I was still hoping for the best. "You did everything very nicely, and I am impressed." I'm thinking, how could this go any other direction? But then he continues, "I wanted to pass you so badly, but unfortunately, this one mistake is a non-negotiable. Technically, it is considered a violation." My heart sank. Not what I was expecting, but I kept my cool and I uttered a confused, "Okay?" He went on, "Again, if it was up to me, you would have passed today, but I have to follow the standards. I wish you the best of luck next time." He really did sound pained to give me this news, like he didn't want to break my confidence or for me to feel sad. I couldn't complain because he even agreed that it was a silly reason to fail, but it was my reality. I left that day with a different result than I expected, but I really was not sad. It didn't really shatter my confidence. I knew I would do great the next time, and I had this extra piece of knowledge to fix. The mistake that I had made was turning in that third lane from the left turning left. However, what I didn't realize was that I was on a 4-lane one-way. My mistake was not being in the first lane on the left, taking a tight left turn. Now, of course, I blamed the blizzard, knowing, well, I couldn't see the lanes on the road and I couldn't see that it was all white lines. At the same time, I had to stay self-aware, knowing that I completely ignored the one-way sign. My mom got back in the car and I had to tell her the news. I was not getting my license that day, but it was okay. I didn't take any major life lessons from this test. However, I think that knowing I failed the driver's test at all has always increased my consciousness while driving and increased my self-awareness. The whole time I had my permit, I might have gone into driving a little bit cocky and overconfident the way I went into this test. Ever since that test, I've learned to not get too comfortable or too cocky, and I think I actually became a better driver after a failed driver's test. And now I am very, very aware of whether I'm on a two-way or a one-way.